Welcome back to Athens Happens. I'm Izzy Keller, managing editor of The New Political.
And I'm Aidan McDougal, digital content producer for The New Political.
Athens Happens is brought to you by The New Political, a student publication dedicated to explaining the nuances of Ohio University, Athens, and state politics.
You can find new episodes at thenewpolitical.com or wherever else podcasts can be downloaded.
Last week, Student Senate held its annual executive elections. This year's tumultuous election season included a TNP report that Senate Treasurer and former presidential candidate Trinity Robinson pled guilty to aggravated menacing after threatening to burn down OU parking services. In addition to this, there were two elections this year. The first was voided due to technical issues, and the second took place the following day.
Despite this unprecedented delay, the voter turnout was nearly doubled from last year. This year had 1,158 votes compared to the 638 votes from last year's election. The final results were presented in Baker Center on April 7th. The winners of the second and official vote were as follows. Megan Handel is president with 507 votes, Isaac Davis is vice president with 500 votes, and Regan Farmer is treasurer with 470 votes.
Today we have Student Senate President-elect Megan Handel, Vice President-elect Isaac Davis, and Treasurer-elect Regan Farmer here to talk about the future of Student Senate. Thank you all for being here and congratulations on your recent wins. So I'm going to go around the table and have you all introduce yourself, starting with Megan.
Perfect. Hi, everybody. My name is Megan Handel. I'm a junior studying social work in the Honors Tutorial College. I also have a psychology minor and a dog named Junie. Currently, I serve as the Women's Affairs Commissioner, and next year will be my fourth year in Senate.
Wow. Isaac?
Hi, my name is Isaac Davis. I'm a sophomore studying history and political science with a minor in Spanish. Currently, I serve as Student Senate's Senator for Sorority and Fraternity Life and the Interfraternity Council Vice President.
Sounds good. And now, last but not least, Regan.
Hi, everyone. My name is Regan Farmer. I'm a sophomore studying political science in the Honors Tutorial College with a psychology minor. Currently, I am Senator for Athletics, and I'm on the softball team, who is currently first place in the MAC. Roll Bobbies. Thank you.
Aren't you guys undefeated?
We are not undefeated, but if you would like to think that, then you can think that.
I thought I saw somewhere that you were. I'm so sorry.
We had a long win streak going for a while, and we beat Ohio State for the first time in 5 years.
Wow. That's incredible. Okay. Well, congratulations on that. So my first question for you guys is a pretty simple one. What are your priorities for Senate next year?
So many things. Where do we even start? Like big goals?
Sure, yeah.
Oh gosh. Well, in terms of our goals for Senate, I think we all agree that we want to increase participation. That's something we saw an uptick in last year, which was good. It's something our current execs focused on a lot, but something we would like to see more of. And then just, I think one of our main broad goals is having people know what Senate is and what it does, because through the whole election process, we saw a lot of who are these Senate people? Why do we keep hearing about them? And what do they even do? So I think those are our broad goals for right now.
Yeah. Is your question also asking like platform stuff that we want to do, like outside, like not internal stuff, external stuff?
Anything that, any way that you want to answer it, what do you mean by external?
Like our SOAR campaign that we ran on, like the goals with that?
Yeah, you can talk about that if you'd like.
Okay, perfect. So, well, Regan wasn't a part of our ticket, but we're happy to have her with us. But our campaign mostly focused on our SOAR campaign, which safety, opportunity, accessibility, and rights. And there were quite a few things that went with that. I'll just highlight some of the ones that I'd like to mention. We want to do like a dead week leading up to finals, so a week where there's no homework, so students have more time on their hands to focus on their studies. We also would like to pretty much overhaul the Bobcat Safe app, because really not too many people even really know what it is. I didn't really up until a few weeks before the campaign, and I think that it could be a really nice like one-stop hub for all of like campus resources. We can increase safety, and I think having a virtual Bobcat ID on there would also be nice, so people could just use their phones to swipe into doors. Medical information could be stored on there as well. Textbook exchange program is another one we want to do. At Tufts University, the Student Senate there, student government, they hosted a textbook exchange program, and students sold about 2,000 textbooks and saved students about $177,000.
Wow.
So there's a lot of potential there if that program really takes off. We want to increase accessibility to harm reduction materials like fentanyl test strips, Narcan, nightcaps, and there's a lot more stuff that we would like to talk about, but we can get into that whenever.
Yeah, that's a lot of really good stuff. Reagan?
One thing, so when I first saw Megan and Isaac's campaign points, I was like, wow, these guys are geniuses. This is awesome. So I'm really excited to get the opportunity to work with them on achieving all those goals. But one idea that I had and we're hoping to be able to implement is a mentorship program for freshmen to increase first-year student retention. So, like, we all get those automated texts from Ohio University that everyone deletes and no one reads. And so in replacement of that and to kind of assist resident assistants with their workload, we want to be able to pair up an underclassman or an incoming freshman with an upperclassman mentor who would be their buddy throughout the year and help them with all sorts of stuff like where to find textbooks, what's the best place to eat, roommate disagreements that the RA maybe is too overwhelmed with. So all sorts of stuff like that. So we're also excited to look into making that happen.
And that would be in addition to like the current like first year, not orientation, but like the first year like learning community stuff.
Yeah, it would be in addition to the learning community because the learning community leaders have 35 kids that they're responsible right. for. So this would be on a one-on-one platform. And one of the thoughts is to advertise it at Bobcat Student Orientation where freshmen can sign up there. And then we'll have a group of mentors already selected and we'll match them up based on their application.
Right. So my next question is kind of one that actually you kind of brought up, Megan, and it's really broad. And I know the answer to this, but I know that a lot of students, like you said, don't. So what is Student Senate? What do you guys do and how can you improve the lives of students?
Oh, dear Lord. Where to start? Okay, so Student Senate is the only student org that has the capability of creating legislation because we're a government, basically. So we do that, but we also do programming. So our University Life Commission, which both of these two are on, did Bobcat Fest. My commission did Women's Festival to celebrate the end of Women's History Month. And we do a lot of great programming through like events, but also like tabling. And then we also, through our Senate Appropriations Commission, fund student organizations. So all of the biweekly funding cycles and all of the semesterly funding that student orgs use to host their events or to go do something, that all comes out of Senate's budget.
All right. Anything you two want to add? Or
That pretty much covers the basics. I mean, we try to be the voice for students through students, and more participation in Senate just increases that. But that's what we strive to do, and we really want to represent students well.
Right. And it sounds like Senate has had a lot more participation in the past year than in previous years, at least since I've been here. And Megan, I think you and I are probably around the same age. We've both were here during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Are you two juniors or are you sophomores?
Sophomore.
Oh, right. So, like, you remember how that kind of,
yeah.
how slow it was.
Yes.
So it's pretty incredible to get, like, over 1,000 votes in an election.
Oh, yeah. It was a crazy comeback from the past 2 years.
Right. So my next question is, how do you plan to, you know, keep that momentum going? How do you plan to get more students involved in Senate?
Yeah. So a lot of the good feedback we've received has been from doing, like, things that are engaging and don't feel like a lot of work. So, like, my commission did Safer Sex tabling, so we were giving out free stuff, and the nightcaps and condoms and different materials to be safe around campus. And we had 100 of them and got rid of them in an hour and a half tabling in front of Baker and got a lot of, not participation because it was, like, grab and go, but a lot of conversation built that way. And then continuing to do events that we've done in the past, like building on Women's Fest or Bobcat Fest, and because they don't feel like work. They're things students want to do, and they get some benefit, some fun out of it.
Right.
Yeah, I also feel like another way that we can increase that is just by passing legislation and policies, like some of the stuff from our campaign points that I mentioned earlier. I feel like if we really make a positive impact on students' lives, they'll want to get engaged more, and they'll pay attention more to it. And one of the legislations that we passed that I feel like really had the opportunity to do that, and I think it will in the upcoming years.
Tampons!
Would you like to expand on that, Megan?
Yeah, I think TMP actually did a story about it. I did a bunch of interviews about it when it first happened, about the meeting at least. But that legislation was in support of the university providing free period products in all of our bathrooms on campus. So currently, Senate is responsible for funding the AmpFlow products that we have. So those are in all floors of
Baker in the women's, and then the second and fourth floors of Alden also in the women's. But this legislation sort of suggested to the university that, hey, this is something students want, to put them in all, have free vend systems so they're accessible all across campus, because we don't just bleed in Baker and Alden. I don't know if you can believe that. And then I got to present my budget and plan to President Sherman and his chief of staff, and we submitted our RFP. So because we're a public university and we're spending over $50,000, we have to go through the process of letting companies and organizations bid on the project. So we actually just got all of those bids submitted, and we had four. So now we'll go through the process of choosing who we want our vendor to be based on, like, the price and the quality of products and when they would be able to install them and things like that. But the first round of implementation will be done this summer, and they'll be in every single bathroom, men's, women's, gender inclusive, by 2028.
Very good. Yeah, that's exciting. I remember, I think Claire Delvita did that story.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. It wasn't that long ago, but sometimes time isn't real. Reagan?
Yeah, I think as an athlete, anytime we want to increase attendance at our games, we give out free stuff. So I think with Megan, you know, giving out the Safer Sacks, and Isaac and I working with Bobcat Fest, anytime you're giving the students something, they tend to be very receptive. So I think if they can realize that, hey, it's Student Senate that's doing this, I think, you know, giving them things that they want increase their receptiveness to learning about what we do and how they can help us.
Right. Okay. Awesome. All great answers. So my next question, second to last, or maybe third to last, if you count the last one. But so this is one that is more about, like, the culture of Senate and how you guys want to create that culture. So I will say, for the past several years, there have been some issues, and this is preceding all of us when we were in, like, middle school, but there have been issues with Senate having scandals or maybe, you know, infighting, stuff like that. So why do you think that this is, and how do you plan to stop this?
Why it happens, I don't know. I feel like Dana had a pretty decent answer when she was asked this a little while ago. Like, we are students, and I feel like the time of year has something to do with it, too. It's always around, like,
March.
Yeah, the last chunk when you're, like, starting to stress about the end of the school year and have a lot of other stuff going on outside of Senate. So just being cognizant of giving our people the support that we know they need or don't know that they need, but giving it anyways. Because I feel like, regardless of whether you're a student leader or not, like, school is stressful.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm hoping, actually, that the Wellness Days legislation that we've all been working on within Senate will help alleviate some of that stress, and maybe we'll start to see that culture shift a little bit more, and less, you know, less pent-up aggression towards the end of the semester is the hope.
Yeah, spring semester is always the worst, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I also feel like just more emphasis on getting Student Senate functioning well. We've been functioning very well, but more accountability and transparency would also help alleviate some of the impacts of stuff like that, I feel.
Okay, yeah. So my last second to, I don't know if this even counts as the last question counts as the last question, but my next question is, what are you three most excited about for next year?
Oh my gosh. Oh, so like I said, this will be my fourth year in Senate. That's crazy. And I have loved being Women's Affairs Commissioner. Absolutely adore it. I'm excited to be able to pass it on to whoever comes after me. I know they'll be great, but I'm excited to take on more of a firm, actual leadership role and be able to communicate with administration. Like I said, I had the opportunity to do this past year with presenting my budget and everything to President Sherman. And I really enjoyed the opportunity to have that leadership experience and have already formed some connections with administrations through being a Margaret Boyd scholar and all those things. So I'm excited to take on that new role. Also, we've just had a lot of good applications already. So I am feeling pretty confident that we'll have a decent sized Senate to start out with next year.
Great.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking forward to the opportunity to stepping in this role, being in the position to where you can really improve student lives on campus, make an impact. And I think that our whole exec team, as of right now, has a lot of drive and passion, and they're really looking forward to making sure that we are able to improve lives of students on campus. And that's something that I'm very passionate about as well.
All right.
So I have two answers. My mom told me if I got elected, she'd buy me a new suit. So that is something.
The real reason you're excited.
I'm very excited about. I'm thinking gray, but I don't know.
Gray's a good color.
But most importantly, I'm really excited for the opportunity to take on this new leadership role, and I'm super pumped to be working with Megan and Isaac. I think we make a great team. And just working to improve the lives of students. Like Isaac said, I think we're all three so dedicated, and we've interviewed a lot of people who also, you know, seem to be really excited about the prospect of joining Senate. So I think it's going to be a great year, and I'm super excited.
All right. Yeah. I think gray is a good color for a suit, by the way. well, okay. That's all the, like, the planned questions I have. Is there anything else that you guys would like to add?
Oh, I don't think so. Not that I can think of off the top of my head right now.
I guess, well, if anybody wants any more information or wants to get involved,
join Senate.
Yeah, you message any of us on our social medias or email or
Senate
the student
email.
Senate email or Instagram as well. But there's a lot of things that we have to offer, a lot of positions that are open. And if they want to speak for their group that they represent on campus, there's a lot of student Senate positions that are give them the position to do that.
Yeah, like Isaac mentioned, if you go to ohio.edu and go to the Student Senate tab, all of our individual emails are on there. So you could email any one of the three of us individually with any questions, any comments, any programming ideas that you have. We'd love to hear from you.
Always open to feedback.
Very good. Well, thank you guys for being here. I'm really glad that you guys were all able to make it, especially on kind of short notice. So, yeah, congratulations.
Of course.
Congratulations again, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on.
And that's a wrap for this episode of Athens Happens. Make sure to check us out at thenewpolitical.com for more podcasts and episodes and other content. Thank you all, and until next time.